SAFM's Beck and Soda. SAFM's Beck and Soda for breakfast.
The podcast.
The code word you need for pink in Paris is baguette if you are playing along.
Baguette.
Huh?
Baguette.
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 What do you say?
Baguette.
Okay. The code word you need is baguette.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Don't forget. Baguette.
No, don't forget. Baguette.
Just Australians trying to speak foreign languages.
Mm. Did you know we were looking at this little list of things that show that you're a psychopath? And there is one particular trait that is more common that psychopaths do not do.
Mm.
And I did it, right? I did it all morning to see if you would replicate it. Mm. And normally people who are pretty calm and balanced will replicate what you do. You didn't do it once.
No, we learnt this morning that I am a psychopath.
Yes.
So you should be bloody terrified, mate.
I have been.
You're sleeping with one eye open.
For the better part of 5 months, so I have been absolutely frightened. And I think
and now you know why.
Finally have okay. proof.
I'll find you.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Good morning, Soda.
G'day, Beck. How was your weekend?
Good, fun. Celebrated the Port win a little bit too hard on Saturday.
Oh, did you? Ninth win on the trot?
Yeah.
Gee, they're
and
flying.
You know when you get to our age, a hangover can last a couple of days. I'm still a little bit dusty.
Did you go out after the footy?
And I also had a little disco vomit as well.
Oh, what? Did you go to like a club?
No. We went to that new Soho Supper Club that's popped up at Festival Plaza because, you know me, I always like to be at the new things, like the wanker.
So you just went out a drink afterwards?
Yeah.
Right.
And I just had some hot chips. And anyway, so you might have to carry me like usual. So.
Oh, that's okay.
But you're not travelling too well either, mate. I just walked behind you into the studio.
Mm.
You need a walking stick. What have you done? You're all hunched over like Grandpa Simpson.
No. I went for a run last night. And I just thought I'd quickly sneak in the rain. It was beautiful. Went for a nice run for an hour or so. And then I woke up this morning, got out of bed and went, geez, my back's a bit stiff. And then we're sitting down here having a meeting for half an hour before the show started. I went to get up and I thought, uh-oh, the back's locked again. And I've had to limp into the studio. This is ridiculous. I've had a calf problem, a back problem.
Yeah.
It is just getting too much.
You're going lame.
I know.
Running for an hour is silly. What
it was beautiful in the rain. Oh, it was lovely. It was about an hour 20 minutes last night, actually. And it just started pouring rain. It was dark. It was just lovely.
Running in the dark and the rain.
Mm.
I've got a problem with all of those things. Mm-hmm. Running.
Yes.
And getting wet and it being dark.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
what's wrong with that?
I think you need to book in to see a chiro or something. You're walking like you're 100.
I'll be right. Nothing wrong. A little cup of tea will fix me up and we'll be rolling into it this morning.
You are 100. A cup of tea?
What?
Or why don't you splash out and have a decaf, you crazy thing?
Don't be silly.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Beck, do you know what a psychopath is?
Isn't it like almost like a serial killer type vibes?
Potentially. Well, I'm just looking here at a definition. A neuropsychiatric disorder marked by deficient emotional responses, lack of empathy and poor behavioural controls.
Right, okay.
That's essentially what a psychopath is. And I've been given a list here of some of the behaviours that are more common in psychopaths than people who are not.
Okay.
Okay. So I just thought I'd just check some of these with you.
Right.
The simple ones like limited head movements. So when they're talking, this head remains pretty rigid. Right, doesn't really move a lot when you're chatting.
I'm expressive with my head.
You are, yeah, when we're chatting away. So, Beck, how are you today?
Nodding? Yeah. Okay.
Geez, your head's wobbling now. You can't help it, can you? You want to keep moving. So that's a simple one. There's another one like increased hand gestures, which they say that they do. They have these rapid movements of their hands, usually up and down, to emphasise parts of sentences they want people to remember and think of if they're being deceptive.
Okay, so head is still, hands are moving.
Head is still, hands are moving, okay? Another one is that they have unusual sleeping habits because when the rest of the world settles at night, psychopaths are preparing to do something creative and productive. They're called owls.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not an owl.
So you're not that.
No,
right?
I'm a big sleeper.
But then there's a couple of that I think really sort of lean towards you.
Oh, great.
One is that they mainly talk about food, money, and sex.
I talk about food.
You talk about food a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
Talk about food. You talk about money.
Mm. A little bit.
Mm. Yeah. And you talk about sex.
Yeah.
I talk about other people having it.
You talk about sex, though?
I have a dirty mind, yes.
You do have a dirty mind. Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. And you talk about food, money, and sex. And that is something that psychopaths do. But there's one thing that really concerns me, right? And this is relating back to empathy, right? The people who are more cold-hearted are less likely to yawn when someone else yawns.
Is that what you were yawning before? You did that on purpose.
So I have yawned 8 times since we came into the studio, right?
You have.
In the last hour, I've yawned 8 times deliberately.
I just thought I was really boring this morning.
And made it very obvious that
I was
yawning.
Even now I'm trying to make myself yawn and there's nothing.
And I'm going to actually yawn now.
No.
I did. And you have not.
No, nothing.
You know when people yawn, how yawning is contagious for people?
Yeah. No.
Right? You have not yawned. So that's 9 times I've yawned this morning, and you have not yawned once. Now, what that shows is that there
is... I'm doing it now just to prove.
No, you're not even yawning.
That's a fake yawn.
It's showing that it's very much related to a lack of empathy and thought for other people.
I'm yawning!
Narcissism.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Just another Mum Fail Monday.
Mum Fail Monday.
I've spoken a little bit about my troubled relationship with our new dog, Wolfie, the rescue Samoyed.
How is the big fella going? He's like a big white woolly bear.
He still hates me. We still have a troubled relationship. And for that reason, I don't walk him very often because he's also very strong. And he has pulled me over on occasion, like actually physically pulled me over because he's so strong.
But can the kids and James handle him okay?
James can. The kids have trouble walking him.
Right.
But last night I went, this is ridiculous. I have to get over my fear of walking this dog.
Yes.
So Frankie, my 11-year-old, and I took him down to the beach. We can't take him off the lead because he loves attacking other dogs. Now, in a playful way, but because he's so large, he could actually eat a small dog for breakfast.
Yeah.
So we get down on the beach. We do a quick scan. It's quite late. It's like 6. It's getting dark. There are no other dogs on the beach. There is one dog on the other side of the outlet, the Torrens outlet down there at West Beach. There is a body of water between Wolfie and that other dog that is probably 20 metres of deep water.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said to Frankie, I think we're safe. We let him off the lead. He sees the other dog on the horizon.
No.
He jumps into the water and starts swimming, dog paddling across the outlet to get to the other dog.
Yeah.
We are screaming at him, Wolfie, come back. And you can see the owner on the other side of the outlet looking a bit scared because there's this massive, like, bear swimming towards the dog.
Yeah,
and we're
sorry,
and we're waving. He's not turning around. He gets to the other side. He pulls himself out of the outlet, and then he starts jumping on this dog.
The
owner, who is I can't tell from a distance, but looks like a girl, is trying to pull her dog away from Wolfie, who's unrestrained.
What?
So I said, Frankie, there's only one thing that we have to do here.
No.
You have to swim across the outlet and get the dog back.
Hang on. Did you say you have to swim across the outlet?
She is...
11. She is 11.
I didn't want to get my tracksuit pants wet.
Hang on.
Good ones, really.
She is 11 years of age.
She used to do nippers. She doesn't feel the cold. And
what?
I actually didn't realise. I thought she'd be able to wade across. I said, look, it's fine. He only had to swim it because he's a dog. You'll
How
be able
rain
to wade.
Have we had lately?
But as she starts wading,
he
gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Bear in mind, the dog's still attacking another dog across the outlet.
God.
And she basically has to swim in the middle of the winter. Cold to bring the dog back, and then she had to grab him, and then they had to swim back.
No way. So she's done like a real life Baywatch rescue.
She's rescued the dog. All while I'm just standing there completely dry, just going, well done, honey.
No
good girl.
Way.
You've nearly got
him. Oh,
that's awful.
She may now have pneumonia.
And she had to walk home in the cold.
And the dog's freezing and shivering and shaking and she's cold. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you for doing my dirty work and rescuing that dog.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
So we're used to seeing you on Channel 7 News Monday to Friday as the sports guy. But I sat down last night and there was this 3-minute
think piece on the history of yo-yos. I felt like I was watching Four Corners.
Think piece.
It was a flashback segment that Michael Smith does wonderfully, and it looks back on, you know, all these great moments that have happened in South Australia over the years. And
then how did you become the poster boy for yo-yo sports in South Australia?
Well, I think, remember a little while ago, we were talking about yo-yos on this show.
Yeah.
And so Michael actually did the story. The flashback was great about, you know, during the 80s and all that, when they used to send the yo-yo experts all the way around to the schools, and they'd bring these guys out and girls out from overseas, and they'd be flicking double loop the loops on both hands and doing all these different tricks. And I think, well, they heard us talking about it on this show once about having a go as a kid, because I used to love it.
You were, in fact, some sort of champion, or you were competing on a state stage.
That
anyway.
Was a stretch. Yeah, I did get through all the different regional championships at the different shopping centres until I actually qualified for the state championships. But then it all went horribly wrong
all
in
right.
the final.
As you tell Michael in Flashback Friday.
I can remember starting and I flicked the yo-yo out and it came back perfectly. One, two, and then the third one with a big crowd there. Just on the third loop, I saw the string break and the Coca-Cola yo-yo just spinning in the air into the crowd amongst the people as they ducked down. I thought, that was it. I was done.
What a storyteller.
That was the dream.
I love the music.
Oh, saxophone. That was just a dream of winning the loop contest, which would have made me the Victorian state champion.
The other thing about this story. So you had to reprise some of your tricks. And I must say I was impressed. You still
hadn't
had
done it for many, many, many years. And I really struggled, I think, with some of them. I was a little disappointed with my form. Just the wrist snapping probably wasn't as sharp as it used to be when I was younger.
You needed to loosen your wrist up a bit.
I think it just, it's probably become a little rigid. But anyway.
A little bit out of practice. But you've got the camera crew on you. You're in the back of a back alley behind Channel 7.
I was in the car park where they filmed it.
In some tracksuit top, like you just rolled out of bed.
What?
And your concentration face. You're trying so hard and your face is just like frowning. It's a real face that I don't need to see.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
The useless facts or pieces of information that stay at the back of your brain when I can't for the life of me remember someone's name 2 seconds after they've said it to me when they're introduced to me.
Well, the other thing is you think nowadays, I don't know how many mobile phones you know, but because they're all in your phone, you know, under people's names, I wouldn't know anyone's.
No, I know my husband's, that's all. I don't know my kids' mobile phones, but I remember my childhood phone numbers, all of them, but there's a bit of a catch as to why I remember them. Like, for example, one of them was 901001. Because my dad used to ring Telstra, and this is terrible, oh my God. He used to lie and say that mum, his wife, had a learning difficulty and couldn't remember numbers. So he would deliberately request an easy phone number.
For that reason.
And they would say, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Yeah, we'll find an easy one. And they'd go down a list. So we literally had one that was 1001 and we had one that was like had 789 at the end.
Oh, just to help her remember.
Nothing wrong with my mother.
Oh, no.
That's terrible, Dad.
What a shifty
Sorry,
little bugger.
Greg. I've been keeping that family secret hidden for a long time.
Good on you, mate.
But you hold some weird stuff in your brain.
I can remember my phone number as a kid, 890-1805. And then I think they must have been running out of numbers. So then it went to 98901805.
That number doesn't exist anymore if people are trying to prank call you.
Of course not. No, don't try and make the call. It wouldn't, because there's hardly any landlines.
Yeah.
But you'd remember, like, you'd probably have 20 of your mates' landline numbers stuck in your head when you're a kid.
Yeah, I remember my friends' landline numbers.
But it's funny, you just end up with these stupid bits of information. I've got so much crap in my head that I wish I could remove, because then it might make space to be able to do other things more productively.
Colonic irrigation of your brain. Now, what about this All Saints song? We were playing that the other day, and then you rattled off.
Oh, yeah, that song, Beaches.
Yeah.
That's from the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's a Pure Shores, isn't it?
That's right.
What about this one? You've got Never Ever as well?
Yeah.
All Saints.
All of the...
Well, the ridiculous thing was when we played those songs, I don't know why, but I said, oh, do you remember the names of the four girls in that band?
Yeah. And I couldn't name one.
Shaznay Lewis, Melanie Blatt, Nicole Appleton, and Natalie Appleton. They were two sisters.
How? Why? How am I?
I don't know. I don't even like the band.
All right. Okay.
I don't even understand or know why I know that their names are in my head, and I wish that they weren't, because that's taking up valuable real estate.
Yes, it
but it's even other things like, I remember the Brady Bunch?
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
I can stupidly remember the names of all the cast.
Okay. Cindy.
Susan Olsen.
What? Mm. Jane.
No, Jan. Jan was Eve Plum. Marsha was Maureen McCormick. Greg was Barry Williams. Peter was Christopher Knight. Bobby was Mike Lookinland.
What? Okay, Alice.
Alice, the housekeeper.
Yeah.
And B. Davis.
No, what?
The dad was Robert Reed, and the mum was Florence Henderson.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
That's good.
I mean, that's a special skill that no one needs.
I don't even know. I think I just remember, because when you were a kid, you watched it. Remember they used to have their faces come up on the screen with their real names?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
God.
For some reason, those real names stuck in my head.
There you go.
All right. Okay. 13, 10, 60. What useless thing do you remember? Have you memorized your credit card number or, I don't know.
Or is it something stuck in your head that you no longer need? We're talking about that useful information that's just stuck back in the brain that you want to get rid of because you just don't even know why it's there. It's stuff perhaps from childhood or that you just cannot get rid of. It's taking up valuable real estate, Beck.
I know. I always wonder, you know, when they say you kill brain cells when you drink, I seem to kill the recent ones, not the old ones.
Well, it's interesting. Georgina here on Facebook has told us, what does she recall? The first 20 decimal places of pi. 3.14159266.
I only know 3.14.
She's gone all the way. 20 decimal places stuck in her head probably from maths at school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kirsty in Oakden, what is the useless information that's stuck in your head?
I actually remember my password from a Video Easy account from 40 years ago.
Oh, how old were you then, Kirsty?
I was 8.
Right, what was the password?
It was MM447.
How on earth do you remember that? Because you would never have needed to use it from 40 years ago.
Well, I actually used to go there a lot, I must admit, because I did, you know, because it was your big weekend out, wasn't it, when you were younger. But, yeah, I used to go in there with my family all the time and they'd say, what's the password, Kirsty? And I'd say, MM447. So they thought, they're very proud parents, their 8-year-old remembered the password.
Oh, here we go. Look at our 8-year-old prodigy.
Yeah.
She's going to be amazing.
I know a lot of girlfriends who are very prolific online shoppers who've memorized their entire credit card number.
Oh, of course.
Can't remember my credit card number.
Oh, and the little
number on the
back. I
can't remember the little CCV and the expiry. Yep, they know it all, so they can just online shop.
Yeah, right.
Type it straight in.
Without needing the card.
Add to cart. Jesse in Blakeview, what is it for you?
For some reason, I can remember my parents' number plate of the car.
From when you were a kid?
So, from when I was a kid, yeah. I think it was the Falcon that they had. But, yeah, CJD745.
It's so random.
It just stuck. I don't know why, but yeah, crazy.
Jesse, when was the last time you would have to think of that?
Oh, God. Probably never really had
there
to think
go.
Of it. I just do.
Isn't it amazing? It's just stuck there in the middle of your brain.
Just conjure it up.
Right. Nathan from Air Peninsula. Is it Nathan? Now, what have you got, mate? What's stuck in your brain you just cannot get rid of?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Look, many moons ago, 21 years ago, I can remember the barcode from a 6-pack of Woodstock bourbon can in 2001.
What?
How do you remember that?
It's stuck in my head, and it's 94144-5390-3640.
What? Hang on, but why did you need to know the barcode in the first place, Nathan?
All right, so we had a crazy promotion in our bottle shop, and we got in 3 pallets of Woodstock bourbon, and the scanner wouldn't work, so I had to manually punch it in the till every sale. And after that weekend, I've never been able to forget that number.
That is brilliant. What's the number again?
94144-5390-3640.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well done, Nathan.
Paula in Clearview, what's yours?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Very well.
What's in there?
I remember my dad's phone betting account number from when he used to call the TAB when I was little.
What's the number?
That's 4467672.
So you'd hear him saying that when he plays to bet?
Yeah, on the telephone.
Everything okay at home, Paula?
Yeah. I just used to remember that all the time. It was just a number that stuck forever.
Stuck forever. Rightio. I wonder if that account's still active.
Yeah,
if anyone
maybe
picked that up.
Be sharing
put
that.
50 on the nose to race to at Rose Hill, thanks.
Sherry in Mount Compass, what do you remember?
I remember the saying when you used to go up to the counter at McDonald's to get a free burger that was
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and on a sesame seed bun.
Yes.
Oh my God.
What a wonderful marketing ploy whoever came up with that at McDonald's.
So good.
And I don't ever remember using it either. I never got a free burger out of it, but I revised it and I learned it.
Yep. What about the bowling? You get two games, shoe high, a hot dog, fries, and a Coke. No, don't remember.
No, not as popular.
No, no.
Okay.
Didn't quite take off
was
like the Big Mac
AMF
one.
AMF bowling,
for $9.90, you get two okay, just me. Emily in Greenacres, what do you remember?
Oh, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Many moons ago, I used to work at a prison interstate.
Yeah.
And each prisoner has their own identification number, so I'll randomly see these people and I'll remember their numbers and I'll remember a funny thing they may have done when they were incarcerated.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I would say a number if I could, but I'm worried that maybe they might be listening.
Yeah.
You're kidding. And how long are the numbers? How many digits?
So when I first started, they were 4 digits. And then by the time I finished, many years later, there were 8 digits.
And you could remember all of the digits for all of the prisoners you had to deal with?
Not every single one, but random ones I would. Yes, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, very interesting.
That is a skill. Working at a prison would be fascinating.
Mm. Yes, it was.
Was it scary, Emily?
Sometimes, yes, but, you know, you're well supported by your colleagues and, it was good times.
Right. I would think that could be one of the most frightening jobs that anyone could do.
Mm. Working in prison.
Yeah, I think so. I would think so.
Yeah.
Be pretty scary. Good on you, Emily. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks.
There you go. All right, that'll
do. Yeah, that'd be one job I would hate to do.
Well, the food wouldn't be that good.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh my gosh! Look at these trending topics.
I am so excited about two upcoming releases. I haven't stopped banging on about either of them.
Mm-hmm.
And your eyes glaze over each time, but I'm going to try and engage you.
Okay.
I'm so excited for the Barbie movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
With Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. Mainly because I was such a Barbie girl as a child.
Now, the premise is Barbie actually comes into the real world, doesn't she?
Yes.
That's how it works.
So have you seen the trailer?
No.
Oh my gosh. We should totally watch it together after the show. It's so fun.
Should we?
So basically, it's the juxtaposition of like Barbie and Ken's crazy bright clothing out and about in
society.
In
their pink world and then
they go into our beige world.
Right.
But Ryan Gosling has revealed he's actually been trolled about his casting as Ken because he's 42. He looks good for 42.
Yeah, absolutely.
And apparently that's too old for Ken. But did we ever know how old Ken was?
I think Ken's ageless.
So do I.
He's always been. Well, Barbie's ageless, isn't she?
They're both. I mean, their bits don't age. They just have they just have mounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, they do.
There's no grays. No. There's no sagginess. They're both very perky.
Mm-hmm.
They could be any age.
Although Barbie's face has changed. You showed me the Barbie doll the other day. Definitely changed.
Barbie's face has got rounder.
Fuller. It was slender and I think it's maybe the new Barbie doll is meant to look a bit like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think she does. But,
right?
I mean, the fact that I've grown up to be a feminist after playing with a Barbie is pretty problematic because her figure is absolutely unattainable. Like, her actual waist size is nothing that would actually be a real woman.
No, she's a doll.
Mm. Yeah. But the thing is for me is that Barbie could be whatever I wanted her to be.
Yeah.
Like, Barbie could be a lawyer Barbie or like a mum Barbie or, you know, Barbie wasn't defined by, you know, Barbie, my imagination defined Barbie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
The other thing.
He's just so inspired by Barbie.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I'm so excited is, and just like that, the Sex and the City spin-off is coming back. The last season, I was a bit underwhelmed. I felt like they were introducing too many side characters.
Mm.
And then it detracted from the four core women, which were always the stars of the show.
Well, there wasn't four core women, though.
No, there were three core women and then some interesting side characters. Anyway, Kim Cattrall, Samantha, is coming back. We told you that last week.
But it's been revealed that because she's refusing to work with the other characters because she doesn't like them.
What's happened in the fallout? I wonder why there is so much bitterness and animosity between them.
I listened to a two-part podcast on this to get to the bottom of it, and I still can't actually remember what went wrong. Apparently, Sarah Jessica was not kind to her. Right. So in order to avoid being with her co-stars, she will be filming her role in the backseat of a car on the phone to Carrie.
That's it.
That's it.
So they're not even going to meet. They're not going to catch up.
They're not even going to use like CGI or AI to put them in the same room. No, she's going to be on a phone call with Samantha.
That'll be it.
She's literally phoning it in.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, that would disappoint you.
Yeah. I'm glad she's on it. But I hope it's more than one scene. Anyway. That's my two things in life that give me
fantastic.
Joy.
Fantastic. You're very excited by both of those.
Well done.
I didn't really take you on the journey.
No, you got me there. Yeah, you got me there.
We'll go and check him out.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I watch either. SAFM's Beck and Soda. The words, Dad, the toilet is burping.
Yeah, this is not good.
I had no idea they would change my whole Saturday afternoon. So little Sienna had her netball on Saturday, came home and had a shower. Anyway, she comes running out and she's all wet and she goes, Dad, the toilet's burping. I go, what do you mean the toilet's burping? Anyway, I've gone down there and I've looked there and the toilet is going, bloop, 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 and it's like these massive big air bubbles and it's bubbling, right? I've never seen this before. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And I'm looking down there and I'm shoving the toilet brush down and I went and got the plunger and everything. I'm thinking, is this actually blocked?
Yeah.
Right? It was clean, but then it just keeps going bloop, 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 bloop. I'm thinking, what is going on? It can't be blocked. There's nothing there. And then anyway, I can hear Felix down the other end of the house. He goes, Dad, there's poo. And I said, what do you mean?
Other words you don't want to hear on your Saturday afternoon.
Then I've run down to where there's the toilet in the other bathroom. Right, and I have a look, and it is absolutely chock-a-block and brown.
Oh.
And it is rising, and it's rising, and I'm thinking, is this one blocked? So I've then got the toilet brush there, and I've gone, I'm going in, and I've had to stick my hand in, and I'm sitting there just plunging back and forward, thinking this is going to go, and it's not going. It's rising, it's rising. Then it starts rising out over the top, and this was a full toilet spilling out onto the bathroom floor, and I'm just going, oh, God.
Did you ask what they did to, was it someone in particular?
Well, I know what they did. They went to the toilet. But I think what happens with kids, I don't know about your kids, particularly when they're little, because mine are 6, 8, and 10, they must use like half a roll of toilet paper. Anyway, the whole thing was blocked. So then I'm thinking, well, this is out of control now. There's no way I can fix it. I went outside and saw the drains and everything spilling out of there everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So all the sewage is taking
your children?
Over. So anyway, I've had to call the emergency plumber. And this is about 2 o'clock and they go, yeah, we'll try and get one out there by 5:30. So we are sitting there. I'm trying to clean up as much as I could for the next few hours with the kids trying to work out what to do. And then Otis starts, Dad, I need to do a poo. Go, no, you don't. No. You cannot. You cannot do a poo. You've
got
to wait.
Got us into this mess.
Anyway, by the time the plumber came, and he was great, he did a terrific job. He put the little machine down and cleaned everything out. And he goes, oh, mate, you've got some massive blockages here. We got it all cleaned. And then finally, Otis goes, Dad, can I have a poo now? And I said, yes. And you're limited to 3 sheets only.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Beck and Soda's Morning Quickie.
Producer Rachel here with the quickies. What have you got for us this morning, Rach?
Well, move over COVID because there's a new disease that is absolutely taking over. Super mutant forms of tinea are becoming resistant to treatment because people don't wash their feet properly. How gross is that?
Well, I don't wash my feet.
Have you had tinea?
No, I don't think I have.
Come on.
No,
you've never had tinea
are the
in your life.
Are you just like your skin peels off a
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, it all gets itchy and flaky and I don't know.
I don't think I have.
Haven't you had tinea?
No.
Oh, I think everyone that plays a team sport where you all shower together ends up with tinea at some point in their life. And you get the cracked toes. It can be a little bit painful.
No.
Well, I suppose so. It is a contagious disease.
Do you wash your feet?
Well, not really. I just assume that when you have a shower, that, you know, the water's running down and while you're soaping your body up, that the soap just sort of runs down onto your feet. I never specifically get down and wash my feet, do you?
No, not unless I've like if they're sandy or dirty for a particular reason. Yeah, I just let the shampoo and the conditioner. I mean, I use a lot of prods in there,
yeah.
So I figure it's all going down through over the feet.
Over the feet.
I need to look after them though, because I might be making some money out of them at some point in my career. They're my plan B option for my career. My feet.
Well, just for all the freaks that ask you, can you please send pics of your
one
feet?
One day, one day. But it's resistance. To antibiotics, it's like super tinea, this new version.
Super mutant tinea.
Super mutant tinea.
Be very, very careful. Give your feet a little wash today. If you get a chance, if you're actually getting up now and you're going to have a shower and hop in, just have a think about it. Do you actually wash your feet?
Mm. Get in
if
there
you
between
don't,
the toes.
Yeah, just get a little bit of soap between the toes. Get a little loofah working on it.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Soda.
Thank you, Dr. Soda. Right, Beck and Soda, when was the last time that you guys went to the wool shed on Hindley Street?
Mm. Mm.
Did you ever jump on the mechanical bull back in the day?
I've never been on the bull. I wouldn't have been in there for 15 years.
No, I've never been, though. I think I used to go to it. It used to be called the Berkeley. I think I went back in the day.
Many years ago.
Many years ago.
Wow.
I'm really showing my age there. What have they done, Rachel?
Well, the wool shed has been naughty. They have cancelled because of a controversial campaign offering free drinks depending on the person's boob size. If you have an A cup, you've got one free drink.
Yep.
B cup equals two free drinks. And three free drinks if you've got a C cup.
And then the slogan on their ad is, the bigger, the better. Mm. Now, there's been a backlash to this, understandably, and their apology post is that this made some of their patrons feel uncomfortable and body shamed. It's not body shaming, it's just sexual objectification. What you have to go up and have a bartender look at your boobs, or they actually want you to remove your bra and hang it up at the wool shed.
Yeah.
And then what, you're on the dance floor bouncing to high heaven.
Mm.
You need support.
Discrimination. There's no doubt it's discrimination because it's saying C cup, three drinks. I mean, what if you're a D or a double D or an E? I mean, how many drinks do you get? Have they excluded those girls?
Mm. No. I mean, what about me as president of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee?
Mm-hmm.
What do I get, like a little thimble when I go up to the bar?
You get a shooter.
Shooter for my hooters.
That's it. They have put down here that... we're sorry for any inconvenience or offence we've called. We are workshopping ideas for different promotions.
Workshopping. Go back to the drawing board.
Imagine being
you
in the
fools?
Market, going in the marketing meeting. What are we going to do? Why don't we give extra drinks if your boobs are bigger?
Mm. Great idea. Great idea, Jed. I'm going to continue to boycott.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those. But damn it, they're close. My head hurts. So it must be time for The Riddle Man.
Just to get you thinking early, to start your Monday off on the right note and get the brain gear going along. Our prize is dinner at Lone Star Rib House, tickets to see a new movie, The Flash. We'll throw in a night's accommodation in the CBD.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Sleep your ribs off.
There you go.
There you go. So you can go and finish the night off beautifully. 13 10 60. Give us a call right now and join the list. All right, Colin from Craigmore. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Okay, buddy, here we go. This is it. Beck, are you ready?
I've got my pen and my paper.
Okay, guys, I need to ask you, Colin, how can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
Jeez, don't I?
How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you? Don't know, mate?
Nah.
Okay, no. Good on you, buddy. Thanks so much for playing. 131060, give us a call. Lone Star Rib House, tickets to a movie and a night's accommodation in the CBD. Sue from Sturt, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Sue, you ready to go with this one?
Yeah, but I really don't think I know.
Well, have a go. How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
The only thing I can think of is something to do with the mirror, but I don't think that's right.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Thank you so much for playing. Renee from Andrew's Farm. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, guys.
Righto, Renee. Good morning to you. How can you physically stand behind your father while he's standing behind you?
Do you follow in his footsteps?
No, but gee, that's a good idea.
Oh, I like it.
I love that one.
It's very symbolic.
Mm-hmm. Sharon from Paralowie. Right, here's your chance, Sharon. How can you physically stand behind your father while he's standing behind you?
Is it because you're standing in his shadow?
No.
I like the thinking, though, because I've got nothing. You said this was easy, and I've got nada.
You got nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Beck from Andrew's Farm. Hello there, Beck.
Hey.
All right. Beck, you got a clue? How can you physically stand behind your father while he's standing behind you?
Oh, no, I think someone's already said it, standing back to back.
Correct.
Oh.
You are spot on. Tell Beck what the answer is.
You're standing back to back.
You're standing back to back. You are standing behind your father while he is standing behind you. You're both back to back.
Oh, well, see, it didn't have to be the father then, did it? That was a red herring, the father.
That's the whole point of lateral thinking. Congratulations, Beck. You have won a Lone Star Rib House dinner for two for your date night. You've got some tickets to see a new movie and a night's accommodation in the CBD.
That is amazing and well overdue for date night. Thank you so very much.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Today?
Ugh, you're unbelievable.
Oh, it was National Cheese Day yesterday, so we are cheesing a music artist. Have you got the brief now?
Or a band,
Soda?
Yes.
You've got to be confused.
Yeah. So Dr. Philadelphia cream cheese wasn't good.
Yeah.
He's clearly a TV personality.
Okay, that's all right.
So what I was thinking about was Philadelphia cream cheese Collins.
Better!
There we go.
Welcome to the program. Good
Didn't
to have
you
here.
Didn't want to lose
here.
That one.
I've got Pearl Jam lead singer Eddie Cheddar.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's the best
I like that.
Lot.
What about singer Mariah Camembert?
No. Oh, all right.
Mariah Carey. Camembert.
Oh, I don't know. Let's take it to the phone and see if they can do better than us. Tahir is in Kingston Park. What have you got?
I got Lady Gouda.
Lady Gouda.
Nice. Yeah. Lady Gouda.
Mm. Yep, like that one. Mm. Yep. What about you, Lindsay, in Port Noarlunga South? What do you got? Cheese and artist for us.
All right. What about the singer Justin Bieber?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Well done,
Lindsay. Well done, Lindsay.
Yeah, nice.
All right. Natalie from the CBD. What do you got, Natalie?
Brianna.
Yeah.
Ah, Brianna. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, while we're on that, why don't we go to Beyonce?
Yeah, good.
Hey.
You know the band, one of the biggest bands ever, the Beatles?
Yes.
The Cheezels?
What? Oh, that's terrible.
One for the kids, the blue cheese wiggle is my favourite.
Oh, yeah.
Blue
yeah.
cheese wiggle. Blue cheese. Ricotta Ashley.
Yeah.
Rick Ashley. Good. Black Eyed Cream Cheese.
Yeah.
And Halloumi Shark.
Yeah. Amy, oh, no, no, Amy the last Shark. One. Buzz just about in the last one.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No, no, no. Sorry. We've got our boss, Flax, coming in. Oh, he reckons he's got a list here.
He's
look at the smile on his face.
Oh, I'm so proud of these. Mozzarella Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
Gone old school.
Yeah.
Niles Burgley.
No.
Okay, let's go deep. Let's go to their real name, Gorgonzola Sumner.
That's Sting.
Sting.
Yeah. Well, what's the cheese?
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
You should have said Gorgonzola. Okay, I'll finish on it. How about Camembert Baccarat?
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, Nancy's on the phone. Let's just go to Nancy quickly. Nancy, morning.
What do you got, Nancy?
Oh, good morning. I've got Taylor Swift.
Good.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yes. Good.
Yes. All right.
Gouda Charlotte.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yep. I've got one more really bad one, so I'll let you.
You go. Where you go?
Who has the worst to go
I
out?
Know. I love it.
Come on, what have you got?
Amy Wine and Cheese.
Oh, no. That is terrible. What about Fleetwood Mac and Cheese?
Yeah, there we go.
Back and Soda for breakfast. 6 to 9 weekdays. Get SAFM's Beck and Soda anywhere, anytime on the free listener app.
SAFM.